Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, coming up, we've got some news reports breaking down the fact that the American people aren't that informed on their Bill of Rights and Constitution. But Dan Bondi, we already aired the report, will Ron Paul run for Texas governor? We've also got a Jakari Jackson report dealing with federal grants to police departments to take your blood at checkpoints. He goes out on the street and talks to people. Then we're going to break down the economic collapse that's accelerating. I've got a big stack of economic news that I absolutely must cover before this hour is over. And where is my stack of economic news? I had it here right in front of me, read it diligently this morning. Now I'm having trouble finding it. I tell you, ladies and gentlemen, I don't have a stack of news. I have stacks and stacks and stacks, and I go through all this stuff and read it. And then it seems like once I get on the air, my IQ goes out the window. Oh, here it is. It's right here. Big, giant stack right there. Okay, it all becomes a blur. Once you get on air, it's like half your IQ goes out the window, like I was just saying. Take a few calls in this short little segment, and then get to those reports, and then more calls. We have a special surprise guest in studio with some inside information going to be joining us. Right now, let's go to Blake in FEMA Region 3. Thanks for holding, Blake. You're on the air.
Hi there, Alex. It's an honor. I'm kind of glad Governor Ventura wasn't on, because how do you follow something like that, an announcement that he might run? So I am wondering, I have actually found out about you through Ventura and through the conspiracy theory show. I wasn't big on the internet or anything. Then started doing some digging and immediately connected with you. Before that, I was in a room screaming and nobody's listening. So I'm a little late on board the last couple of months. I do subscribe to your service. I think that's important. It's a
very thank you. Yeah, well, we couldn't do any of this if it wasn't for the members at PrisonPlanet.tv. So thank you so much, ma'am. Yeah, and listen, don't feel bad that you've just now woken up. That means you're always awake at one level, just not fully. You got to worry about people that just will never wake up. I mean, we were all once asleep.
Right. And it's only been a couple of months. You know, you got that feeling in your gut. Something's not right. And I'm putting everything together like a big puzzle. And I really relate to you. You're human, and you put everything in humanitarian terms. But listen, I have one question that I guess I'm not getting, and I understand the central banks and how they're controlling everything. And I've gotten my hands on. I've ordered from your site 3 times. I know you offer things for free, but I think it's important to support that as well. So I'm not caught up on the movies yet, but my question is, the Islamic extremists, how does this play into this? I mean, I don't see them succumbing to world dominance or
well, all you do is you finance the Sunnis and Shiites to kill each other in divide and conquer the great game. And so that's what's happening, is that you see the policy. Obama's like, I'm not going to talk to Netanyahu, but come on, Muslim Brotherhood, come hang out with me. And they're telling him basically run wild, go crazy. And then I guess Obama's going to leave office, and then in can come Romney and start bombing them. I mean, it's absolutely cynical and very, very evil. And then to have the globalists produce this video to get them all hyped up. And sure, it's wrong for them to get all hyped up and not. It's so stupid to take the bait like this. But the point is, they are manipulating them into a larger conflict that will probably lead to a larger war, not just a civil war. God bless you, ma'am. Thank you for your support. We'll be right back. Stay with us. For more than 6 years, I've talked on the air about creating a social network. PlanetInfoWars.com is in its beta phase. We're just launching it. And I want to invite all of you out there to be in on the ground level. Planet InfoWars is about people coming together, forming activist organizations, getting involved politically, hunting and fishing, gardening, dating. This is a place for people who love freedom to meet and to talk and to write and to post information. And I give you this pledge. We are not going to spy on you and sell your data to the New World Order. PlanetInfoWars.com is free, so people who love freedom can get together. Connect with people who are awake and know what we're facing. Be active. Organize. Take action. Go viral. Create. Contribute. Resist. Because resistance is victory. You are victory. It's waiting for you to breathe power into it. PlanetInfoWars.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Riders on the storm. Riders on the storm. Into this house we're born. Into this world we're thrown, like a dog without a bone, and packed her out alone. Riders on the storm, there's a killer on the road.
It is Thursday, my friends, the 13th day of September 2012, and we have some good news here. Chris Hedges, the Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist who joined us last week, who sued over the NDAA, clearly stating that someone like himself, a journalist that just talks to people they claim are extremists, whether it be a Ku Klux Klan member, a Muslim extremist, a Jewish extremist, a Russian extremist, that you could be disappeared, secretly executed, whatever the case is. That's what Obama signed on December 31st of last year. We thought no one was watching. Well, the federal court that did a temporary injunction has done a permanent injunction. Now it will be appealed and go to the Supreme Court. And it's on its face completely unconstitutional. Just like Obama saying he has the power of the purse, not Congress. That's totally unconstitutional. Or Obama saying our military is under NATO control. That's unconstitutional. U.S. totalitarian system loses major battle as judge permanently blocks NDAA's military detention provision. And again, folks, if they claim they've got terrorists, you need to have a trial, or they can grab anybody and say we're all terrorists. And again, who's been caught running the real terrorist? The government. Because the government's been taken over by foreign interest. Hedges called the president's action allowing indefinite detention, which was signed into law with little opposition from either party, unforgivable, unconstitutional, and exceedingly dangerous. He attacked point-blank the civil rights farce that is the never-ending war on terror conducted by both parties, targeting whom exactly is unclear, but certainly attaining ever more intense retaliation from foreigners, such as the furious attacks against the U.S. consulates in Egypt and Libya. And again, that's the phony war on terror that's actually meant to stir up all of the Muslims so they can then take all of our liberties here domestically and launch wider wars. Now, I want to shift gears into a report by Jakari Jackson here that was conducted on the streets of Austin, Texas, kind of Mayberry, USA, for a big city. It's about as Mayberry as it gets, to give you a cross-section of what people think about police checkpoints and rubber stamp warrants. For a while, they weren't even getting warrants. And the feds are paying for this nationwide. And first they start as a no-refusal weekend where you pull up at an illegal checkpoint. Totally unconstitutional. And they want to see your driver's license and all this stuff. Now they've expanded in San Antonio and other cities to 7 days a week. And there's that point of give us a breathalyzer or we're going to jam a needle in your arm. And all of this is the medicalization of police. That's why they're getting them ready for forced inoculations under the Model States Health Emergency Powers Act. That's what this is about. They're trying to force the military to take experimental shots. You can't make the military take experimental shots. That's the law. You can make them take regular vaccines because you've signed away your rights. But now they want to make all first responders take it. You have a right to say no. So this is a very, very dangerous precedent. And our own police chief, where I'm broadcasting to you from here, Arde Saveda, who's been in studio here, he is just selling out completely to this because it's the safety to stop drunk drivers. Really? Really? Texting while driving is five times more dangerous, Department of Transportation studies show. You know, arresting someone who's had two glasses of wine is a joke while they have bars up and down the roads. This is just a way to get regular people in the system, just like mothers being arrested if their kids play in the front yard. This government is out of control while pushing Ritalin and Prozac and all this garbage on us. Let's go ahead and go to Jakari Jackson's report for InfoWars Nightly News. We are premiering it here on the radio.
The city of Austin hosts No Refusal DWI weekends. No refusal meaning that the driver can have their blood drawn even if the suspect refuses the blood draw and or the breath test. Now, while we recognize driving while intoxicated as a very serious offense, is it serious enough to have your rights and privacy violated? Police are doing No Refusal DUI weekends when they can draw your blood without your approval. Do you have any thoughts about that?
I don't have any problem with that.
I think that's really unsafe. A lot of people faint when they have their blood drawn, and it doesn't make it any safer for them to be driving.
What are your thoughts on them, you know, being able to acquire a warrant to draw your blood even if you refuse?
I don't know. They shouldn't allow that.
I kind of feel that's a little invasive and kind of, I don't know, the lack of communication between them and the community is kind of stupid.
I think even if I'm completely sober, hadn't had a drink all night, I'd still rather go to jail for the night.
Really?
Yeah.
Why so?
I don't think it's fair.
Do you think they could do anything besides blood draws and breathalyzers to, you know, keep the auto accidents down?
Whatever it takes.
Whatever it takes?
Yeah, to keep us safe and to keep everybody else safe.
I think just installing checkpoints and doing breathalyzers of suspected drunk drivers would be a good way.
To limit the number of DUI accidents, I don't know. I'm not sure what they can do, really. It's up to the people, you know.
I think the streets of Austin are safe as they are.
Even from drunk drivers?
There's no drunk drivers. Everyone drives a cab nowadays, I think. Right? Yes. Right.
Do you think texting is more or less dangerous than drinking and driving?
Maybe equally.
Anything that's going to take their sound judgment, then it's better to ban it.
You've seen people text and drive, right?
Yeah.
Do you think that's more or less dangerous than drinking and driving?
It's probably more dangerous, I would think, you know.
I feel like anyone can be distracted by really anything that they do while driving, and taking texting away is just stupid. I mean, you can be talking and still get into an accident. It's not necessarily about what you're doing. It's about the driver and how responsible they are.
Have you ever texted while you're driving?
Always. I try and do it at red lights.
The National Highway and Safety Administration released that in 2010, 10,000 people died as a result of alcohol-related incidents. Very serious numbers. But if you take a look at textinganddrivingsafety.com's post, they found that texting and driving is 6 times more dangerous than drinking and driving. Also, that texting and driving mirrors the effects of driving after having 4 beers. Once again, we do not in any way encourage you to drink and drive. We are simply pointing out that texting and driving is more dangerous.
I'm here with Commander Jason Dustroff of the Highway Enforcement Unit.
All right, so I want to ask you a few questions about the no-refusal DUI weekends. First of all, how long have you been doing them?
We've been doing them over 3 years in our department.
All right, and how did they get started? Was there any particular reason or need for them?
Chief Acevedo came in and really saw the need that we need to hold more drivers that are out there driving impaired, and especially the ones that are killing and injuring people, accountable.
Now, are there any plans to make these no-refusal weekends permanent or to expand them to other, you know, maybe not holidays, just kind of every weekend? Is there any plans to do anything like that?
I know a lot of cities, like I explained earlier, are moving towards no-refusal 365 days of the year, all the time, 24 hours. That's something we're always going to keep in our bag and look at it individually and say, is it right for Austin?
Is there any type of violation of the Fourth Amendment right to be, you know, secure in your person, in your opinion?
No, not at all. This has been upheld throughout the United States that it's within the constitutional rights for us to take that blood.
Recently, the city of Austin was in the news for, you know, having people infiltrate the Occupy movement last December. Protesters were at the port of Houston, and they say that officers were involved in allowing them, you know, assisting them block the Houston port. Do you have any comment on that?
I don't. I really don't have any information on that.
All right, just one final question, sir. Now, we had a chance to speak to some people on the street just a few minutes ago, and one of the questions we asked them is, when you're driving and you look in your rearview mirror and you see a police officer, do you feel safe or do you feel threatened? We talked about 7 to 8 people, and the majority of them said that they feel threatened. When you see a cop car and you're driving and you see a cop car behind you, you know, do you feel more safe or less safe?
I feel less safe.
I feel fine. I'm just, at that point, worried about if I have, like, a taillight out or something.
I think the police have... They're not like they used to be.
I feel very scared, always. Even when I'm not drinking, even when I'm just going to the store, I feel threatened all the time. So I don't.
Threatened by who?
Just the cops. I feel like they're going to pull me over for anything.
It all depends, because they like to harass. You know what I mean?
When I see the policeman, I don't have nothing to hide. So they are my friends now.
Now, to clarify, you're saying you feel unsafe because of the police or just unsafe in general?
Unsafe because of the police.
Do you have any idea of why that may be?
Well, I think most of the time people see those lights behind them, is the first thing they think is, was I speeding? You know, did I not obey the law? What did I do? So typically, you know, that's a normal feeling. But I think once they meet the officer and they're able to go, okay, you know, I was just going a few miles an hour over the speed limit, or my tail light's out or something like that, 99.9% of our citizens are doing nothing wrong other than a minor traffic violation.
Now, over the weekend, over 90 people were arrested for the no-refusal DUI clause. About half of those gave both breath and blood samples, but not all of those were voluntary. Now, we had a chance to speak to a couple officers off the record. They told us that the blood draws are not automatic, and they do need a judge's approval to do them. This is Jakari Jackson reporting for the InfoWars Nightly News.
All right. Great job, Jakari Jackson. More reports at PrisonPlanet.tv. You need to support our broadcast and our news team we're building. Become subscribers at PrisonPlanet.tv. See the 3-hour radio show, the nightly news, all my films, and so much more. InfoWarsNews.com or PrisonPlanet.tv. By the way, the police are now arresting people for no seatbelts in their own neighborhood. The system wants to get you institutionalized. It's become predatory. Let's not deny that. We'll be right back. Stay with us. Special report. Key information straight ahead.
My name is Frank Bates, and I've got some urgent news for you. Did you know that a solar storm in 1989 caused an enormous blackout in Quebec? Here's the really bad news. Experts are predicting that solar storms will get really severe over the next year, and our electric grid is extremely vulnerable. In fact, the Wall Street Journal reported that we could soon face blackouts lasting weeks or months, leaving major parts of the USA temporarily uninhabitable. Are you prepared for this coming crisis? Watch the video at 123offgrid.com for a simple trick for generating your own off-grid power so that no matter what happens, your home will be a little island of light and warmth, even if it's dark everywhere else. And as a nice little bonus, you'll also slash your power bill. Protect your home by watching the free video at 123offgrid.com. Simply do what the video at 123offgrid.com says, and you'll be more prepared than 98% of people. Go to 123offgrid.com now. 123offgrid.com.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
It seems that every time you turn on the radio or the TV, there's another commercial for a testosterone product. Do they really boost libido and performance? And which one to try? Well, there is only one TGen, because there is only one Chamonix, a great company with great research. Consider this. In a clinical study on TGen's key ingredient, free testosterone increased in all exercising men, every single one. And 85% of them reported an increase in libido and desire. But TGen also contains zinc, selenium, and plant sterols, vital for a healthy prostate. And it makes TGen a great all-around anti-aging product for any man. TGen means science, results, and the phenomenal customer service of Chamonix. Call to try TGen right now and get a free bottle with your order. 800-577-8644. 800-577-8644. TGen comes with Chamonix's famous 90-day money-back guarantee. Just in case it doesn't work for you, you simply don't pay. Call 800-577-8644. 800-577-8644.
I say I shot the sheriff, but Doc Clarence was in self-defense. Yeah. Freedom came my way one day.
And all right. He came to visit me in town a couple days ago to just talk about the state of the world and what they were going through. And I said, you've got to come on air and talk about this. And Steve Schenck said, all right, I've been your sponsor for about 8 years because I shopped around to find the best storable foods and found out he was the trailblazer, the grandfather of it all, 30 plus years, you know, the biggest company, the best company, all of that. You've got all these fly-by-night people now coming in to storable foods because people realize, hey, you need to be independent, not dependent on government. That's how they control you. And he said, I'll come on, I'll stay another day, but we're not going to, you know, sit there and have you pitch our food. I want to talk about the state of the world. So that means I've got to shut up because I promote things I believe in. It's a win-win-win. And I've just got more storable food for them. They got the widest selection, the, you know, the cleanest, best food, all of it. But the stories he was telling me about trying to get food and how crazy it is and the food prices, everything he predicted a year ago, you know, over the phone here with us, but in studio with us, I think the first time in 8 years, I've met him many times in person. We have Steve Shank here, who's kind of a globetrotter. He travels all over. He just came here to talk to me. Kind of old-fashioned. I like that. I'm like, look, you don't need to come here to talk to me. And he, no, I want to come there and talk to you. So he's here at the InfoWars Command Center. We've got him for the rest of the hour. And it's such a big story. We're going to have him on the nightly news as well because he had all these documents and articles and what he was telling me. I mean, this is a guy who's got big, giant factories, folks. I mean, you know, everybody copies him. He's got other companies with spies trying to find out what he's doing. He's having to buy food out a year or two ahead just so he can give you good food at the lowest price when other folks are selling you things that the cardboard has more nutrition, literally. See, I'm already running on here. We're not talking about eFoodsDirect.com. He does not want to talk about that. He came here to talk about the news, and boy, there is a big, giant stack of it. But interjecting into that, DHS warns Muslim Brotherhood and Iran forming new terror axis. But wait a minute, our government put al-Qaeda into Libya and Syria. Unreal. Obama invites Egyptian Muslim Brotherhood president to meet next week, refuses to meet Netanyahu. They've got Marines landing, ships arriving. There's basically a new invasion of Libya to kick out the people they used to take over. Bedlam in Syria. So that's a side issue. Here's what he brought. Reuters. World food prices jumped 10% in July. World Bank. Boom. That's hyperinflation, folks, not just the droughts. Food stamp use climbs to record 46.7 mil, but you add in the rest is over 50 mil. Bloomberg, hot long summer since food prices soaring. The ethanol issue, record numbers entering poverty. I mean, this is just the beginning. Steve Shank, we're going to break here in about 3 minutes. You're going to come back with us. We got so much to talk about here today. What is your message in 3 minutes of what's coming up? I mean, why did you want to address people here today?
Very simply, Alex, we've got a situation where food is becoming very literally the road to Rome. In other words, everything leads to food. When they've got trouble in the Middle East, when we've got oil prices going up, when we've got embargo possibilities, all the oil issues, we've got ethanol. When people are looking at their gas pumps and seeing 10% ethanol, that's your food going into the gas tank. That's your food going into the gas tank, because right now we've lost 70% of our corn crop.
And the animal feed. Pig farmers are just throwing in the towel. Beef farmers.
Yeah, and some of them are feeding their livestock candy because they can't afford the corn.
I saw that. The corn, candy's cheaper than corn. I saw that article.
Yeah, and so what we've got is a situation where food is becoming the currency of the present. It used to be that food was the way that you measured someone's wealth. Now we're struggling to pay for the gas in the gas tank primarily because the ethanol that was touted as being a means by which we could keep the gas prices down. Corn is so expensive to make the ethanol out of that it's actually boosting the price of petroleum up. So we've got just absolutely a world gone insane. In this, the country that was in 1959 capable of producing enough food to feed the entire planet five times over is now importing 40% of its food. And our American population, 50% of the population of this country is needing subsidization for their food budget.
It's not just the 50 mil or close to it on food stamps, and you got all the Social Security, all of it. If the dollar goes belly up, my gosh, it's going to be invasion of the zombies. And the government's running ads saying, get prepared, zombies are going to attack, as a metaphor of the giant hordes of people. I mean, this is insane when the Homeland Security is running zombie apocalypse TV ads.
Yeah, well, it's absolutely insane.
What is going on? Steve Shank, this is insane. We're going to break it all down on the other side. I wish it wasn't unfolding, coming true, but it is. Reality is more sensational than any movie you can imagine. We've got a bullet list a mile long we're going to tackle on the other side. And I'm going to plug it. He can't stop me. EatFoodsDirect.com, the place to get your storable foods.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Alex Jones here with a message that could revolutionize health in this country. Going back about a year and a half ago, I began to learn about the incredible health effects of longevity products. Aaron Dykes lost 92 pounds. We're going to show you some before and afters. Aaron, break down what happened, your story.
I've worked really hard with diet and exercise to try to lose weight, but I just didn't get the results. It just didn't happen. Then I saw what you were doing with InfoWarsTeam.com. I wasn't even trying to lose weight, but I got it because I wanted to feel better energy. I wanted that nutrition. Didn't even understand how that could kickstart my own weight loss goals, but the products did that for me. I found myself suddenly losing weight, more energetic, wanting to exercise, wanting to eat the right foods.
And they don't even advertise it as weight loss. I want to challenge our radio listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com. Sign up as a distributor and get wholesale pricing discounts at InfoWarsTeam.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've witnessed that a lot of illness can be linked to toxins and deficiencies combined. Improving your liver function and restoring your cells' ability to detoxify is essential to achieving radiant health. Listen to the real-world results of Doug and his wife after taking One World Way.
My name is Doug Didero. For years, I had an ongoing rash with itching around my eyes. This was due to metal dust particles landing on my face in the workplace. After being on One World Way for 2 weeks, I began to have a severe rash and itching sensation around my eyes. This rash and itching lasted for 5 weeks and is now 100% gone. Additionally, without extra exercise, I've also increased my muscle size and my wife has lost weight and gained a more attractive figure.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
We're back live. Here's what's breaking at InfoWars.com. I knew that a judge ruled that they can just take your guns if they feel like it now and just say it's an arsenal or say you're mentally ill, but I was just reading an article during the break and following the links. It's at InfoWars.com. New attack on Second Amendment says substance abusers cannot own firearms. So now, if they take your blood at one of these checkpoints and find THC in it, they're not just going to take your kids. Now they're going to take your guns, and they're calling it a mental disorder to be pro-gun. I'm not kidding. So we're entering the Soviet Union. This stuff is moving so quick. But let's see them try to implement it. The IRS over health care. They say they don't run health care now. They're just issuing the rulings and saying what you've got to do. Also, we've got establishment capitalizes on embassy attack as election approaches. And I'm not defending Mitt Romney, but when he said Obama's been helping the Muslim Brotherhood and all these groups. And whenever Romney said, look at how your people you put in Libya killed the embassy head, the ambassador, that was true. And John McCain, who helped get all this war launched, he's out attacking Mitt Romney, and the media's like, even a Republican's attacking him. Well, if John McCain's a conservative or a libertarian, I'll eat my hat. And this is anti-gun, pro-open borders. And again, I'm not citing Obama, Romney. They're both globalists, but let me tell you. This is a fake attack on Romney here, because this, he should own it. Romney should own it and say, you helped put al-Qaeda in Libya and Syria. But see, he doesn't want to do that because it's part of the larger plan. So The establishment's like, hey, don't use that, Romney, because they're all involved in it. And that's why politicians will never use real issues. Now, Steve Shanks here of eFoodsDirect.com, the J. Michael Stevenson Group, and they are the name. I mean, I've bought a bunch of storable food over the years. They've got the best prices because they buy in bulk. They cut out the middlemen. They don't do all the giant advertising. There's some other groups out there that you hear on some of the big shows that I got to tell you, folks, is an absolute travesty. It's like some of these gold companies that have a 100% markup and stuff. I mean, it's just amazing what goes on. And again, he doesn't want to talk about that. I'm just telling you, this guy is an authority. He knows what he's talking about when it comes to food prices and the economy, because he's there buying the food a year out or more. Doesn't mean he buys food and sits there for a year. He's future contracts on crops that haven't even grown yet. So he's a big insider, basically telling all. We're going to have an in-depth interview today on the Nightly News that will air soon on the radio. But, Steve, while you're here live, you've got the floor. Take it away. You want to get into food stamps first and how we hear them being advertised. Doesn't matter if you've got a job or a car. Come get them. What's that about?
Well, it's absolutely absurd. What's happening is, I hesitate to say this, but on this program I can't think I can. Do you want to buy a presidency? Because here's a very simple concept. If you feed them, you'll lead them. And what we've got right now in this country is 50% of the population needs some sort of a subsidy for their food because they can't afford it. Millions of people are in a situation where they're getting food stamps already. But in addition to the food stamps, you've got a whole lot of folks that are getting support from their churches, getting support from other sub-organizations that are assisting. And so half the population really needs help buying food because the food prices are so high. But then at the same time, we've got a drought that's knocked out about 70% of the corn crop. Well, now, what does that mean? All of these dots connect up together, Alex, and all roads lead to food. Very simply, when we lose the corn crop, we've had a certain percentage of that corn crop that's been mandated to be put into ethanol. In other words, you're pouring the food into the gas tank. Now, the whole idea behind ethanol was the fact that it was supposed to save money on petroleum. Okay? When corn, as a result of the ethanol went to its all-time high. It actually started increasing the cost of the gasoline that the ethanol was put into. Now, you put together the other insanity of this, that it takes about a gallon and a half of petroleum energy to make 1 gallon of ethanol from corn, plus tremendous amounts of water, and corn is being subsidized for ethanol by the government. Now, anytime you have the government putting money into a project,
it drives the price up like healthcare.
Absolutely. So what we've got is the farmers that are raising ethanol corn are being subsidized by the government. What about the farmers that are raising the corn that feeds our livestock and is people food?
Yeah, because a lot of people say, I don't even like corn. Why do I care? Folks, it's the base of the food chain for animal feed, for fillers and products. Corn, in some families, is half the vegetable protein and sugars they're getting. I mean, it's in everything.
70% of the food that you get in the grocery store has corn connected to it somehow. But the other interesting thing is the chain effect. What's happening is that the ranchers that are growing the beef, the farmers that have the dairy herds and all the poultry and all this kind of stuff, they can't get the feed that they need. In fact, it's gotten to the point where corn is so expensive that some of the farmers are actually feeding their livestock candy.
Wow.
Because the candy has corn products in it, and they can get some of the nutrition into the...
Now, you brought up the foreigners. They admit the big boom is farms being bought up. The banks won't loan the money. So tell me what you told me yesterday.
Well, we had the bailout, right? That's supposed to solve a lot of problems. Well, the Congress looked at about $77 billion in bailout money. But some of the people that have actually looked at all of the subsidiary relationships that the government committed itself to has it over $12 trillion that has actually been committed. Now, what you've got is the government bailout created a situation where the banks got into good order. But immediately after that, you had a lot of the grocery store chains complaining because they couldn't get government loans to actually buy the foods to put on their shelves to sell the people. Then right behind that, the farmers stopped getting loans for planting the crops and harvesting the crops and doing whatever they needed to for the fuel and everything that they needed. And a lot of that was based on requirements that the farmers have enough water to fill a crop through because the bank didn't.
And again, none of this is an accident. They're paying to move our factories overseas. They know full well what they're doing. It's all the post-industrial world. Agenda 21, as you said yesterday, the bottom line is shut down the small family farms, which they're doing. It's a consolidation and take the country that in the 50s they said could feed the whole world. Now, as you said, we import 40% of our food. But in the third world, it causes riots where they spend more than half their money on food. Here, it impoverishes us. There, it causes people to starve to death. And then you understand why they pulled the trigger on the ethanol chain reaction. This is eugenics.
Well, the interesting thing is that it all connects up. All these dots line up in a row. If you've got corn subsidized for ethanol and the farmers that are raising our food have to pay higher prices for the corn to feed the cattle, and now we've eliminated the corn as a result of the drought. Now, it's not just here in the United States we've got a drought. We've got a drought worldwide. We're in the seventh year of a worldwide famine. China lost 60% of its wheat crop last year.
The Russians did.
Oh, yeah.
Something's weird. Maybe I hope there's not something to this 2012. No, we're all going to be here next year.
Don't even start me on that. The alignment of the planets and all this kind of stuff and what is happening to the weather patterns and things. There's some real stuff there. But let's get back to what's happening here with all of the commodities buying that's going on. You see, it used to be illegal for anybody to invest in commodities, foodstuffs, you know, corn and wheat and this type of thing, unless they were actually in the business. But that got opened up.
Yeah, only farmers could do it to hedge their bet.
And people that were in the process of processing the food. In other words, the bakeries and that type of thing, people that were in the business and could take delivery. They couldn't just invest in it and just buy and sell. But you see,
they couldn't speculate.
Now you've heard about the trade deficit. We've got a trade deficit situation, right? They talk about how the United States is passing all of its money overseas, mostly to China, by the way. China has more of our money than we do, but the fact is that the United Nations came out just a couple months ago and was lauding the fact that we are now doing something about our trade deficit. What are we doing? We're selling our food. You see, the United States is one of the few countries that does not restrict when it doesn't have enough food to sell its own, to provide for its own people. It does not restrict exports on food. And so that means commodities buyers can go in and buy up our food. China can come in. India can come in. Australia can come in. All these countries.
And they're not just buying the food, as you were telling me last night. I went and looked it up. They're buying up the farms.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. In fact, some of the people that promoted the most activity with regard to investing in gold are now saying, they started saying it about a year ago, Alex, that what you want to do is you want to start divesting of your gold and start investing in farm and farmland and agriculture.
Well, yeah, that's what all the bigwigs are saying. Faber, Jim Rogers, all of them are saying. Soros is also going into gold at the same time. But you're right; they're rushing into the real commodities and the holding things physically. Now we've got all these other data points you gave me here that we go over. How does it affect things to have the Middle East going up in flames? I mean, how does it affect things to have the Russians threatening to, you know, counterstrike with nukes? I mean, the whole world is really crazy right now. It's true. So give us your, I mean, you were here a year ago on the phone. You haven't probably been on in 6-7 months. You were saying watch food prices go up 10, 20, 30%. It's now done that 30%. It's now gone up 10% just in July. We're talking about 10% now by the end of this month on top of that. That's like 40% in the last year. What's going on? And where is all this going to go? What's this going to cause in the third world where they're going to die if they don't get their food?
Well, what's going to happen very simply is that in the third world countries, they are already in bad shape, but they depend on imports from other countries. Obviously, they're not growing their own. So what you have is a situation where if we cut back on our exports, if some of the countries that have food cut back on their exports, they have a problem. But you've also got rioting and that type of thing. When we deal with the war, you mentioned the war. What we had just a few months ago was that the Arabs and the oil-producing countries, when they get ticked off at us, they threaten to shut back on the oil. Well, if you look at the last 10 years of prices, of oil prices and food prices, the graphs go just right neck and neck. They're just exactly identical. They're actually overlays.
Well, because that feeds in the fuel to ship the food.
There you
process
go.
It, everything.
So you've got this big circle. We're raising Cain over there with the oil producing countries. We won't develop our own oil production ourselves, which is another issue that I'm sure that you're pretty well aware of.
They use to control us.
Yep. And so basically what's happening is worldwide, when we go into these countries, every country out there, the third world countries particularly, have a seed base of heritage seeds. These are the seeds that the pioneers had. You know, they could plant that seed, and then they'd just say, take that same seed and plant it the next year and the next year.
Heirloom seeds.
Heirloom seeds, yeah. They had, what's happened is each one of these countries have their own heirloom seed base, but that's being destroyed. Interesting. So even the third world countries have to buy their seed each year in order to plant and have crops.
Well, yeah, now the GMO's taken over.
There you go.
You now, see the total plan.
Uh-huh. Yeah, well, food basically is a control mechanism. You see, food has always been a currency. But what we've got right now...
Well, the UN said in 96 in Beijing, they said, we will use food as a weapon. Henry Kissinger, State Department Memorandum 200. Mm-hmm. This is the plan.
Right. And when these foreign countries come in, you see, as a result of the bailout, they stop giving loans to farmers. Now, we're jumping around here a little bit. But when they stop doing that, then these foreign countries come in and they say to the farmer, OK, if you're going to stay in business, you've got to be able to grow crops. So we'll give you the money and we'll pay you a profit. But the food goes out of the country to wherever they are. China is literally farming the planet.
They're farming Africa.
Yeah,
they're now getting 98% of rare earth minerals out of the ground. Mm-hmm. Our elites have just given control of everything to them strategically. They've made a behind-the-scenes deal with them
right.
to help bring in the New World Order. Now, I mean, you sat me down yesterday. It was like I was Howard Beale in there in the office and network, you know, getting the speech. But it was all true because I know this info, but the way you put it, explain why food is so important because I know this. I mean, you know me. I've got two garages jammed full of it with air conditioners on it.
Right.
Explain to me. But to everybody else, I mean, this is the key, why they're advertising food stamps to everybody. This is domestication. A wild animal can get its own food, a wild human, a free human. But if you depend on the government for food during a collapse, they've got you. So, I mean, break that down.
Well, it's very simple. You can't do anything about the earthquakes and the storms and things that are happening as a result of the 2012 thing. You can't do anything about what's going to happen. I don't care who gets into office. Right now with this election, it doesn't matter. Neither one of them can do anything about, and we as individuals, Joe Lunchbucket out there, can't do anything about what's going to happen with all of the goofiness that's going on with government and the takeover of the food, and we're going to talk about Michelle Obama and her interest in tracking all the food that we've got a little bit later on.
Oh, yeah, I meant to cover that yesterday. Will you guys reprint me that? Go ahead.
So anyway, you can't do anything about that. Now, Alex, you are a master at going in and finding all of the goofy stuff that's going on, all of the inappropriate stuff, and you expose it. And all of us, we've got people out there that would not miss one of your programs, that actually take notes when you bring up what's going on with Obama, when you bring up what's going on with the Chinese taking over our farmland, when you bring up what's going on with ethanol and the various things that we've talked about. But I got a question for you. You've got food in your garage under air conditioning. What can you do about Obama and the weather? And what can you do about all of the things that we've talked about? You can't do a stinking thing. And all of these people that are taking notes and are saying, my gosh, Alex really hit it today. What have you done for them? What can they do
about it? No, it's like
there's one thing they can do.
So it's like the Titanic is listing. The food is the lifeboats, is what you're saying.
Absolutely.
Yeah. No, I agree. Listen, I promote my ideas of liberty and freedom and news and resistance to this tyranny, so as it gets worse and worse, people know who did it, so we have a chance as a remnant to rebuild things and dig out of this, because they've got the re-education camps and the army manuals. It's all real. Everything, it's all coming true. I am so unpleased that we were proven right. But I agree with you. People need to have good friends and family and medical supplies and food and water filtration and firearms. And I've gotten out of the city. Listen, I lived in town. I like living in town. I like being able to drive a quarter mile to the movie theater or a quarter mile to the grocery store. Not now. I got to drive 10 minutes to get anywhere. And I'm not. And I went and read strategic relocation. And I found the one area in the hill country in Texas is probably one of the few safe areas or safer. I mean, I've made preparation. I've put in the well. I've put in the solar power. I mean, because this is real. And I hope people will go to the one place to get their food. There may be other good places, but a lot of them are bad. eFoodsDirect.com or 800-409-5633. I don't care if you told me not to. I'm going to plug it. Tell them Alex Jones sent you. They got eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or some of their specials. 800-409-5633. Folks, you don't just need food for yourself. You need it for your family and your neighbors.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
I've learned so much from this guy. And I've heard him say something on the radio before, and I'm like, really? And then it comes true. During the breaks, you got to hear these breaks. He's explaining why they want to track what's at the grocery store, what you buy. I mean, that's how crazy things have gotten, is that my kids are homeschooled, but twice a week they go to a homeschool academy, and the place is accredited, so there they got handouts that Michelle Obama loves them and is going to tell them what to eat. I'm like, that's it, they're out of that academy. So now it's getting to the point where there's nowhere to run from these people, and you were explaining it all to me, but I hear the ads where they're like, you need to get on food stamps, and we don't have enough Hispanics on food stamps, and we need to get everybody on food stamps, and even if you have a job and a car, you need food stamps, and it's your money, you need it. It's clear domestication, and you pointed out Romney came out against it, and you just said that's political suicide.
Well, it very simply is, because what they're doing is they're getting all these people on the dole, and that's the way they're buying the presidency. And when Romney comes out and says we want to cut back the funding for food stamps, that's not the issue. What we need to do is put people in America in a situation where they don't need food stamps anymore, because they can make enough money to buy the food. We need to keep the price of food down to the point where they can afford it.
Yeah, but they call this a recovery and say we left the recession 4 years ago.
What happens every time the government puts money into something? What happens
when price goes up?
What happens when the government put money into health care? What happened there? It's already affecting. The food stamp push is already affecting.
Tell people what's happening to you buying food a year out.
Well, what we're having to do is we're competing with the Chinese, and we're competing with the Indians, we're competing with pretty much everybody out there, and it's boosting the food prices to the point where the demand is pushing raw materials, so that very literally we're having to compete with the countries that we've given all of our money to buy the food against.
Look at this headline. Michelle Obama hopes to take over grocery stores in the next 4 years. I mean, I'm entering the twilight zone here. They're arresting mothers nationwide for their kids in their backyard.
3 years ago, I got a call from Southern Utah, a wife of a veterinarian. She had been informed by the U.S. Department of Agriculture that they were going to have to go out to all of the farms in their area and identify and tag every single living critter that was out there. Okay? So that they can determine if a chicken gets sick and dies and somebody eats
it. Yeah, you've got to do all this bureaucracy, but then Big Pharma and Big Agra, they're exempt.
Well,
it's a total, look, he has the rural council that's under the Department of Homeland Security, and they've got spies. I've got family in the country. There's now spies going around asking questions about loyalty. Anybody that talks bad about Obama, they get government visits.
Yeah, well, the main thing that's happening there is everybody heard the news briefs that we went through about the cattle, where they're identified and they're being taxed because of cow flatulence.
Yes.
Okay. This carbon footprint type of stuff. Well, what's happening if they identify where the food comes from and what grocery store shipped it out? What do you think the objective is if they have a recall? Now, look at the number of recalls we've had on our food over the last year. It's been absolutely insane.
It's all about fear for a federal takeover, which they admit. Listen, we've got to end this hour. We're going to do a whole hour tonight on the Nightly News. The secrets of the food industry, the secrets of what's coming up. I mean, we've only covered about a third of this. Folks, if you do want to get affordable food, I push you in the right direction. Great prices, great people, great quality, the biggest selection. They've got it all. Just go check it out, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. If you want to find the specials, or just give them a call, 800-409-5633. We need the Patriots, if things get really bad, to be prepared. And look which direction it's going in. And I hope everything turns out okay and you can just eat your food. Because, by the way, most companies count on you never eating it. They make it where it's tasty and good, I should add. So again, 800-409-5633. They've also got a deal on the site to get some free samples. They want you to try out their food.
Have them get on your site.
All right, we'll do it.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Alex Jones here with a message to fellow freedom lovers. The prognosis for the entire planetary economic system runs from bad to worse. The globalist model is to shut down societies and starve patriots out until they acquiesce to the global takeover. That's why we've assembled the most vital and important preparedness items at InfoWarsShop.com. These are items that I did research on, that I personally use. You've got the life straw, so you can turn fetid water into safe water anywhere you go. The Stator hand crank generator to charge up key equipment during power outages or out in the field. Strategic Relocation, 3rd edition by Joel Skousen. When Disaster Strikes by Matthew Stein. TheraSafe, used by Homeland Security to protect yourself during any radiological event. Hand crank shortwave AM/FM radios. Everything that we've researched and found to be the best is available at InfoWarsShop.com, and your purchase makes our InfoWar possible. We're getting prepared. Are you? InfoWarsShop.com.